Now that all crew members have been rescued from that cargo ship that overturned off the coast of Georgia, the question is, how do you move the ship out of a busy U.S. seaport? That would be St. Simon Sound, where the ship tipped over as it was leaving. It was reportedly carrying more than 4,000 vehicles. Let's bring in Douglas Martin. He's president and general manager of the Americas branch of Smit Salvage and director at Don John Smit. He's involved with the efforts to remove the carrier from the Sound, and he joins us now from the command center in Brunswick, Georgia. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, how do you get that ship out of the Sound?
Well, it's quite a process. It starts off with an assessment. So the vessel's been through quite a trauma. So there's been a fire on board, and obviously you can see it's a non-or normal way. So one is to see actually what the risks are presently with regards to possible reignition of a fire. And also what the risks are for pollution. But once we've got that all sorted out, we can end up with a detailed plan of what we're going to do. Generally speaking, it starts off with removal of the oil. So this way we mitigate risk to the environment. And from there, it goes into the detailed planning, which is generally considered to be a par-buckling operation, which is the uprighting of the ship.
Well, how do you upright a ship?
Well, it's basically a combination of buoyancy, ballast, and pull force. And together we create a righting moment, and that righting moment in the salvage world, we refer that as par-buckling a ship. And there's been some very famous par-buckling operations in the past, probably the most famous being the USS Oklahoma after Pearl Harbor.
And I imagine the technology has advanced pretty significantly since the 1940s.
Well, pulling is pulling. So the basic plan initially is to figure out how much you have to pull, how smart you can be to make it as minimal as possible, because that's always an easier task. And then from there, that's where the technology comes in, is to there's much better pullers out there than there were back in the 1940s.
Now, the port is currently closed to traffic, right?
I understand that that is the case, yes.
So how long do you think that that will be the case as you're trying to par-buckle this ship?
That's sort of not within our scope as far as controlling it. It will not have to be closed, in my opinion, for the full duration, but it's really a matter of public safety, which is outside of what we do. I think that once everyone is comfortable, things are organized a little bit better as far as the situation and what the risks are and what precautions will be needed for ships passing. I think that's really very imminently coming, is to some sort of schedule on the commerce.
And they'll just be able to go around?
The ship's not in the channel. You know, it's close, but it's not in. So there can be some coordination there.
Finally, let me just ask you, how does this compare to other things like this that you've done in the past? Is this just a day's work for you?
No, these are significant cases. I mean, you know, I've mentioned the Oklahoma as one, Herald of Free Enterprise. There's another ship called the Rockness. Those are all sort of examples of major engineering and also quite a bit of art and science together to make these things happen. So these are all significant projects, and it's a challenge. There's nothing easy about it.
That is Douglas Martin, who is president and general manager of the Americas branch of Smit Salvage and director of Don John Smit. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you very much, and it was nice talking to you.